Let's talk about fishing. When did that come into your life? And do you have any recollection of the first fish you caught?
You know, John, that question about the first fish is asked at just about every bass master classic, you know, and asked by just every outdoor rider. Still to this day, I have no clue. I've probably my first since a couple years old or less. You know, my mom and dad were fishing on that Brazos River down there in around south of Austin, Texas, around that San Marcos area. When mom was pregnant and I was born, I think that, you know, she was 8.5 months pregnant, you know, and fishing on that river down there with my dad. And so, you know, I was exposed to fishing before I ever was exposed to daylight. I remember lots and lots of really early fishing trips when I was 4 or 5 or 6 years old that stick in my mind. Ironically, some of them are when I was 10 or 11, 12 years old, and walking this Washita River down here, which runs within, you know, it's not on my property, but the Washita River surrounds my property here, and it's within a quarter of a mile at a couple, two, three places on my property. It kind of goes around that, but walking that Washita River, and that's Washita in Oklahoma, spelled with a W. A-S-H as opposed to Q-U-H-C-H in Arkansas, so it's a different river than they have in Arkansas. And I remember walking that river when I was 8, 9, 10, 11 years old with my dad and my two uncles and my granddad, and catching the channel cat out of that river during the summertime, July and August, when the river was down really low and the catfish would gang up in a little bit deeper pools, and we'd walk from pool to pool to pool, and it's happen and come around a lot of times in a person's life. That river is right here beside my ranch right now, and that river, a lot of people don't know, it's a famous river here in Oklahoma. This part of Oklahoma actually starts up in Texas, just above the Oklahoma border, north of Sweetwater, Oklahoma, and I've actually turkey hunted on the ranch where that river actually starts. And pretty amazing. I thought it was a beautiful creek up there. And Washita River down here in Oklahoma has gone through a lot of farmland, and it's pretty muddy. There's a lot of catfish in it, the Great Catfish Lake. It runs into Lake Texoma, as a matter of fact. But that river starts up there, and I told the owner when I was turkey hunting, I said, "That's the prettiest creek I think I've ever seen." And he said, "That's not a creek, that's a river." Mm-hmm. And of course, that's in Texas. So I said, "Well, no disrespect, but in Oklahoma, we call those creeks, not rivers. They got to be considerably larger." And he said, "That's the Washita River. It's actually a river. It starts here on this ranch." And I said, "Washita, W-A-S-H-I-T-A. And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "You're not going to believe this." I said, "I live, you know, right close to the Texas border, and that river runs right by my ranch. And it doesn't look anything like it does on your ranch up here." And he said, "Watch before it runs through all that farmland," which is the exact same thing the Mississippi River does up in Wisconsin and Minnesota. It's a beautiful, clear running stream. It runs through all the farmland through the Midwest and runs into the, runs down into the ocean and has a dirty, you know, murky or muddy river. So it's kind of ironic that happening, but that's my early recollections of fishing. I fished farm ponds all around where we lived on the county line. South of the county line was no houses. That was fields and woods and ponds, and I could go in three of the four directions around my house there in South Oklahoma City on my bicycle and fish. And I fished every piece of water around. I caught crawfish out of the crawdads, we call them. Out of the creek, the Lightning Creek that ran behind my house. We lived on about, I think it was an acre of land. I think that division of houses was, was an acre of land, which is a pretty good size piece of property. And back, you know, it wasn't, you know, much property, but, you know, now people buy lots and not acres and around those cities. And so I fished and hunted as long as I could walk. So I really don't have any recollection. My dad and my two uncles, Gene and John, and my granddad, they fish catfish, they fish crappie. My dad was the best bass fisherman and the most accomplished bass fisherman of the month, but we fished for fish, and that's what I did growing up all my life, and I think that probably helped give me a more rounded fishing education that, that helped me in everything that's transpired, you know, for the past 80 years.
Yeah. So then it's obvious it consumed your life from the very beginning. Is that true?
Pretty much. Yeah. I played sports in high school like everybody does. You know, played basketball, football, baseball, and ran track. And in those days, the kids played everything. I mean, now they, you know, whatever somebody's good at, they seem like they do their whole high school like I was playing basketball or football or baseball. And we didn't do it that way. Our school years would simply change from one sport to another. But yeah, I fished pretty much every day growing up in those farm ponds and the creeks and hunted rabbits and squirrels and quail, you know, in the woods and water and, you know, dove. You know, I remember the first time my dad took me dove hunting was just down south of 89th Street, which is all four houses now, but it was back there. And I remember he gave me a 410 shotgun that his dad had given him, a single shot 410 gauge shotgun. I shot 53 shells out of that single shot shotgun the first time he ever took me dove hunting and killed three doves. So, but you know, he was teaching me how to shoot shotguns correctly and was, you know, became very, very good at it. And I would walk with them with a BB gun when I was just, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old quail hunting. We had a lot of wild quail in Oklahoma and Kansas back in those days. And I would walk with my dad and my uncles behind the bird dogs quail hunting, and the quail would get up and I'd shoot at them with a BB gun before I was even, you know, old enough to shoot a 22 rifle. So yeah, fishing and hunting has definitely been in my DNA forever. And I, you know, believed I was hitting some of those quail, and one I'd be shooting at would fall, and I would think I would hit it with that BB gun, and I probably did hit a few. As a matter of fact, I later actually killed some quail with a 22 flying, and not very often, but you know, when I'd be going hunting by myself, and of course, you know, in reality, I think it's against the law to shoot at a quail with a 22. That's a shotgun, you know, game bird. But, you know, I didn't own a shotgun. I owned 22, you know, when I was young until I got big enough to, you know, just start shooting those doves. And then I carried that 410 shotgun. And the thing about a single shot shotgun, you know, my dad and my uncles all had automatic shotguns. I had a single shot shotgun, break over 410 gauge shotgun. So it was a matter of, it was a matter of, you know, I had to learn how to shoot accurately because I only had one shot. And so, you know, that was part of my dad teaching me to shoot that shotgun correctly. And when I got old enough to save up enough money to buy an automatic shotgun, I bought one. Because that was a dream to buy one. I've hunted and fished all my life. I started bow hunting here in Oklahoma, deer hunting with a bow when I was 16 years old. So that goes back to deer seasons that most people can't remember. Our deer season was only 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Thanksgiving, and then that weekend. And you were allowed one deer. One deer was all you were allowed. And it was a buck deer. You were not allowed any does. And now I read part of the new hunting license that was passed. And now you can kill 6 deer in Oklahoma with a bow. And of course, hunting licenses, I mean, you know, just for a resident of Oklahoma, I think to kill those 6 deer, the license cost was $120-some-odd. I think cut it down to about 70 or 80, but basically raised the license prices in Oklahoma. And one of the problems that we have here in Oklahoma with, you know, more kids hunting and fishing is that, you know, a pretty prohibitive cost in them learning. The one thing that the new laws did is they considered a youth anything under 18. So, and whether it was a resident or non-resident, and that allows a lot of kids to go fishing and learn how to fish and hunt when they're younger without having, you know, being extra expensive because of the license fee. So I commend the wildlife department on that. And also a non-resident child can come and hunt and fish in Oklahoma. I'm not for sure. I'm not positive if the new law encompasses the fishing. I'm not sure.
Yep.